It is the third composer in residence that the Philharmonic has presented since Scott Terrell got here. This is sort of an emblematic event. Several years ago, the Philharmonic teamed up with the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington to do a dual commission with a composer every other year. And the composer comes in and writes a piece for the Chamber Festival and also writes a piece for the Philharmonic. And they're both premiered during their events. And this year it's Adam Schoenberg, who is a guy who is getting a lot of work from a lot of really prominent organizations like the Atlanta Symphony and the Los Angeles Philharmonic and groups like that. And he has written a new piece for the Lexington Philharmonic called Canto, and it was inspired by the birth of his son. And he tells us, and from hearing it in rehearsal, it's a very quiet, very moody and colorful piece that really requires a lot of the orchestra. There are a lot of very interesting things that they need to do to kind of bring out the vision that he has for it. And Scott Terrell says that the feedback he gets is that the audience really enjoys being the first to hear these works and feel like they're on the edge of classical music as it's still growing today.
In the season of a lot of excitement over college sports, we're going to, at the Opera House, switch over to cheerleading. Tell me what's going on at the Opera House this weekend.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people were amazed that the movie Bring It On, which was a movie about high school cheerleading, actually got turned into a Broadway show. And more than that, it actually got nominated for the Tony Award for Best New Musical last year. And apparently it is quite a good show, really the combination of bringing something that musical theater and Broadway audiences aren't used to seeing in sort of highly athletic cheerleading combined with the drama, it makes for a pretty good show. It's sort of a historic note for the Broadway Live series at the Opera House that it is the quickest they have ever gotten in a show that was a Tony Award nominee for Best Musical. If you enjoy cheerleading, and certainly through the UK squad, which has won numerous championships, it'll probably be a great show to catch.
For those who very much like an alternative in live performance music, we have a band from Dayton, Ohio, coming to Cosmic Charlie's. Now, tell me more about Cosmic Charlie's.
It's a moderately sized club down on the corner of Euclid and Woodland. You're right. I don't think there's a lot of crossover audience between the Bring It On crowd and the crowd that will want to see The Works, which is a band out of Dayton, Ohio, and they've made quite a name for themselves on the jam band scene, which is bands like Fish and Grateful Dead and acts like that that tend to play very improvisational styles of rock music. They have made a name for themselves on that circuit and a real fan base in Lexington, so they're coming in for two nights to do completely different sets each night. They're going to devote a weekend to being here and among their Lexington fan base and really work for it by coming up with two completely different sets.
Sounds like a number of options that are all completely different from each other. Rich Copley, thanks for the weekly update. We look forward to talking with you again next week.
You're welcome.